And in another development in the UK, tech companies could soon be forced to unlock encrypted communications if requested by police or intelligence agencies. Back here in Australia, the federal government is watching with interest. From Canberra, here's Stephanie Boris.
They're known as encrypted apps, and it's likely you or someone you know uses one. WhatsApp, Wickr and Telegram are among the different versions that are free and easy to download onto a smartphone. Their purpose, to stop anyone reading your messages apart from the intended recipient, and that has intelligence officials worried.
The widespread use of encrypted communications by our counter-terrorism targets, which remains a particular area of concern.
ASIO's Director General of Security, Duncan Lewis, has told a Senate estimates hearing terrorists are using the apps to fly under the radar.
Rapid technological change continues to provide people who are engaging in activities that threaten the safety and the security of Australians with new tools.
Over in the United Kingdom, there has been heated discussions about how the community can be better protected following two terrorist attacks this year. Some politicians want intelligence agencies to have access to encrypted messages, which would be facilitated by the technology companies. Fergus Hansen leads the International Cyber Policy Centre here in Australia. He says the proposal has merit, but the implementation is crucial.
There's absolutely an argument for government and intelligence services and police to be able to access an individual's communications, provided that there are the judicial processes in place and procedures.
And he warns unlocking encrypted messages could create security gaps in the messaging apps.
If we're forcing companies like Facebook through its WhatsApp app to end the practice of end-to-end encryption or to provide backdoors that essentially create vulnerabilities for the entire billion users of WhatsApp, then that's a very different kind of story.
Tech companies across the globe are opposed to the idea. Fergus Hansen says it comes down to business survival.
If WhatsApp, for example, began to lose the trust of its customer base because governments were given backdoors or exemptions were made that created vulnerabilities in that application, obviously everybody would move on to the next application.
The measure is set to be implemented if a Tory majority government is elected next month. While back here in Australia, such a proposal isn't being ruled out. A spokeswoman for Attorney General George Brandis says the use of encrypted messaging apps by terrorists presents an increasing challenge for Australian agencies, and the government continually reviews the adequacy of legislation to make sure law enforcement and security agencies have the powers they need.
Stephanie Boris reporting.